Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Hour number three is kicking off right now in the studio. It is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Jesus Mountain here. Interrupting Cal. And Richie Rich.
He was interrupting Cal, too. He just interrupted the F out of you. Do you feel interrupted? You're not girl interrupted. You're like mountaineer interrupted.
Am I going to be interrupted if I am?
Maybe. You'll certainly be interrupted by one of our callers.
Welcome to Interrupt sure. Talk Live.
We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff, but we have been talking about this insane Rhode Island senator, Samuel W. Bell, who says if you're not vaccinated, you should be fined $50 a month, and you should also have to pay double your income tax. That's right. That's the entire thing. That's the whole bit.
Whatever you're paying, just double it.
You can
afford that, right? No? Get vaxxed.
I just want to talk real quick about a response that somebody sent in. Not to us, but to whoever was writing the story over at Zero Hedge, Mr. Durden. They have a screenshot of it. You can go read it for yourself over there. But it says, hey, Bell, F you, F your socialism, F your Democratic Socialist Party, and F your families. You attack our kids, we attack yours. You attack our bank accounts, we attack yours. You effing communist. The vaccines are maiming and killing people all over the world. How many lawyers did the government have to hire to handle all the vaccine injury cases? Don't know. It's published. You effing communist. It goes on with many other colorful metaphors and basically calls this guy exactly what he is.
And I'm an UFO.
I have to believe that there are many others who feel the same way. And so we could continue talking about that. But first, I want to bring on Will, who's calling from New Hampshire. Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Today, I would like to talk about this insane Crypto 6 situation. And there's been a lot of new news in the last couple of weeks. But specifically, what I'd like to talk about is one of the plea agreement hearings 3 weeks ago and what transpired there.
Can we refer to them as the Crypto 2 now?
Cryptos? There's still six of them who were arrested and otherwise, no-knock raided at 6 a.m. in their homes and that kind of thing. So I think the name sticks. It's also, for folks not familiar with the situation, on March 16th of last year, a whole bunch of different federal goons got together and raided a bunch of places, including this studio right here. You can read and see videos and learn more over at thecrypto6.com. So, Will, bring us up to speed and then, talk about the thing you want to talk about.
So, essentially, federal government has been doing what they do as far as this prosecution. And about 3 weeks ago, the first of the Crypto Six took a plea deal. I believe this was Andrew Spinella. Mm-hmm. And I was not actually at this hearing, but one of our other local activists were. And something happened, which I think drives home how ridiculous this whole situation was. Essentially, they agreed that they would plead guilty to wired fraud. In
one
exchange
count.
For the state dropping everything else, essentially. And I don't know what the details of this plea deal is, and ultimately the judge will decide in 2 months once the hearing comes up. But the judge, in taking in all of the arguments from the state, asked what type of restitution was in order for this particular crime. And the state's response purportedly was that restitution would not be in order because there was nothing taken of value from the bank who was the supposed victim. So this person, this activist, is going to, I don't know if there will be jail time or whatever the sentence happens to be. It will be for fraud when all parties involved, including the prosecutor, have stated that nothing was actually defrauded. And I think that is just actual craziness that drives home this entire prosecution of the Crypto Six.
Let me ask you a question real quick, Will, because I'm not following this as closely as you. They entered into agreement, but has the plea actually been entered then? Because with that information, right, I'd be like, well, if they can't prove damage, maybe I don't want to plead guilty to a count of wire fraud.
So the plea had been entered,
okay.
And this was at the hearing where they entered that plea.
Okay.
So after they enter their plea, the judge is taking in all of the information, and one of those is that restitution was not in order because nothing was actually defrauded.
Okay. I would say it would behoove the judge then to throw out the case immediately, right? Like, that would be justice in that case. You're telling me you're trying to get him to plead guilty for fraud, and you can't prove any damages, and we're still, and, you know, the state, the government is still going to accept a guilty plea? That's a poor judge.
I would agree. That's what the judge should do. That said, this is a judge who is part of a system who is part of that same system who is pushing forward these charges. So I doubt that would actually happen. But ultimately, we won't know for about 8 weeks when the sentencing hearing comes up.
Yeah, this is a really good illustration of how insane the federal government is with regards to victimless crimes. As you know, libertarians, anarchists, voluntarists, whatever term you know we want to call ourselves, the general belief is no victim, no crime. And in fact, I would say that if you explain that to most people on planet Earth, they would agree. Oh, nobody has been harmed, no property damage has been done, then there is no crime. And it sounds to me like this is the case here. Will, do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I doubt your average six-year-old would know the word defrauded or some of that terminology. However, if you were to break it down to your average six-year-old and say that someone is potentially going to jail for stealing something, even though nothing was actually stolen, I think your average six-year-old would see the logical fallacy there. Yet, with all the prestige and magistrate of this court system, it's moving forward on that basis.
Well, and it strikes me, so their job is to make the court look good. Like, they've usually even taken an oath to that effect. And it seems to me that this makes the court look like an idiot. So, like, from my perspective, like, if it was in a contract I was involved in, I would consider this judge to be in breach of contract because you're not upholding the court system. Now, on the other hand, what you are effectively doing is threatening people. What you are doing is intimidating people, and you are making sure that normal people never get involved in anything innovative. Because if normal people get involved in something innovative, the government might decide that it doesn't like that and put you in jail for it.
I've been to court a number of times for much lesser charges. And what I can say wholeheartedly from my experience is you don't go to court to get justice. Not in this country.
Yeah, agreed. What do you think is going to happen, you know, with this information, Will? I know you're following it closely. Do you think that this information is going to be useful to the other defendants in the case?
I hope the remaining two use it. Look, they already can't prove that anyone's harmed.
I have no idea. Now, when they did sign these things, I mean, the documents are publicly available on Pacer, which is the court system where you can pay and they'll show you these court documents.
Mm-hmm.
They did end up signing a very lengthy plea agreement that says that they have to admit fault, that they will not afterwards say that they didn't actually do it or anything like that. I don't know how all of that will play with the other two remaining defendants, which is Ian and Aria.
Okay. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. More is coming up.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, we are back. It is Free Talk Live. We're a live radio program where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
The Eclipse Mountaineer.
My turn. And Richie Rich.
It's very good. Well done. You get two merits.
Two merits.
Two credits.
Ooh.
The telephone number 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls momentarily, but ForkFest 2022 is coming up. You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 27th through July 3rd for the 6th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the gorgeous White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, also known as ForkFest. So you got ForkFest followed by ForkFest. ForkFest takes place the week after ForkFest, but it is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost for the event, and no one is in charge of the event. So if you want to just come and hang out, you can do that. If you want to put something on, we encourage that. If you want to bring an event or something for others to enjoy, we encourage you to do that as well. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people here in New Hampshire. You can find out more over at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can also use the Telegram and Matrix chat rooms that can all be found at forkfest.party. Again, forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party, well, with us. All right, we've been talking about Samuel W. Bell, the insane politician, senator, if you will, from Rhode Island, who has proposed...
What did that one commenter call him again?
caller or the guy?
No, the comment from the article.
Oh, from the article, yeah, a whole bunch
an
of
epigaffer.
It's later.
That's what
like,
I was getting at.
I think of him as Senator Dumbbell, but okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah, ding-a-ling. All right, bells. Good ding.
There you
right.
go.
Yeah, okay. At any rate, we could talk more about that, but let's go to your calls and thoughts first. We have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm here. Yes, my campfire compadres, may your stones be sound and your pokers be hot. All right.
Who's playing poker stone?
Checker, chest, and poker.
Well, yeah, you got to have. You don't want to pick river rocks because they can have water inside them and they will actually blow up when the fire gets too hot.
Mm. At my favorite bar, there's always liquor available in the front and then there's poker in the rear.
There you go.
Well, yeah, that was the old Western Saloon.
What's on your mind, Major?
Anyway, yeah, I was married to a Bell, this crazy guy from Rhode Island, and it seems to me his name was John W. Bell, and he was evidently was adopted by the Cherokees somewhere in the late 17, early 1800s.
Okay.
He was, by recollection, a big red-headed fellow, so I'm figuring he was Scotch, maybe Scotch-Irish.
Sort of a peakless mountaineer-looking guy?
He rose to prominence among the Cherokees, and by the time the Trail of Tears came, he led half of the tribe when they decided to split it at a certain pass in the Appalachian Mountains when they were marching to Oklahoma. And, you know, many, many died. But anyway, this guy was quite a... what would you call him? A whore dog, I guess.
Okay.
But the Indians had a weird way. I mean, the squaws chose who they wanted to bet. So they would basically lift up the flap of your teepee and roll up underneath there if they wanted to have you. And he was, you know, a great chief, so he had many, many squaws and many, many babies, so there's many, many bells.
Okay.
But one time he evidently offended the wrong squaw, and she was an Indian witch, and she put a generational curse on him.
And that's where the term squaw bell comes from for couple disputes.
Hmm.
Squaw bell?
Squabble.
I've never heard that one.
Squabble?
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, squabble.
Yeah, Richie Rich is making a terrible pun.
I'm waiting for the punchline of the story.
Hey, I got thrown off the air last week for making pretty much such a statement. It was
it was the repeated use of a word that starts with P and rhymes with this.
Right, right. But I have used that, but I have never used it twice.
I know, but our producers were insistent, so.
All right.
Don't do it again.
You know. It's one of the seven words, man. The George Carlins, you know, don't say them.
Yes.
Don't say any of them, but it is one of them.
It's to them. But anyway, yeah, that's where a lot of the bells came from. And as far as personality traits, my ex-wife was greedy and manipulative, so I think that's carrying on, too. Lord knows how much weight all this old squaw carried, but here you go and here we are.
Do you think that this Senator Samuel W. Bell is related to...
I do believe. Yeah. If he does a blood test and he's got some Cherokee in him, I guarantee he is.
It's related to Elizabeth Warren.
So what was the curse, anyway?
I don't know, dude. I wasn't there.
Yeah, I just found out about apparently
hearsay. Whole time we thought that you were like the oldest guy to ever have lived.
Yeah. Well, I Captain, I think I got 8 years on you.
Is that all?
I've been saving a 72 Cuda story for you.
Oh, nice.
I remember you brought that up one time.
I did. I wrote in one.
I taught one to be a flying fish. You wouldn't believe it. I shouldn't even be here talking to you.
All right, well, we'll have to get around to that another time. Thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate it. Yeah, so the other things Mr. Bell said were the senator. He said, the reason I introduced the bill is we have a crisis with the pandemic. Thousands of Rhode Islanders have died. I've had really painful calls from constituents who can't go to the store because they're immunocompromised, who have lost loved ones to this pandemic, who are really ill and not fully recovered, suffering long-term effects. Okay, so first of all,
and they're all going to get the exemption because they're too sick to get the vaccine.
If somebody's immunocompromised, going to the store is always a risk for them.
Right.
Always. At any time.
It always will be.
And all of the bad things that, folks like Anthony Fauci said were going to happen regarding the pandemic didn't. Right? So, the deaths have tapered off. The masks, of course, were ineffective. We knew that a long time ago, and all that kind of thing. The article continues, Bell has faced harsh criticism for the introduction of the bill. We talked about the the email that he received.
Wait, he had all those constituents calling in, and he's facing harsh criticism? Yeah. Where's his constituents?
Right. Hmm. The article continues, subjecting adults to fines and more taxes for not being vaxxed, or even their kids not being vaxxed, is a significant overreach by government. Also, the vaccine itself is not risk-free, particularly for children. 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. Would you want your taxes doubled if your children aren't vaccinated? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the purpose of her visit to Kyiv is to send a clear message to the world that America stands with Ukraine. Pelosi making the comments in a news conference in Poland following a surprise meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky in Ukraine's capital city. Former President Donald Trump held a Save America rally in Greenwood, Nebraska. The former president saying his administration worked hard to combat the coronavirus pandemic.
Importantly, I let Republican governors run their states the way they should be run, without interference from the federal government, but with a lot of help from the federal government in getting ventilators and therapeutics and supplies of all shapes, sizes, and kinds to them.
The former president announcing his endorsement for Nebraska gubernatorial candidate Charles Herbster. USA Radio News. New homeowners are dealing with regret as mortgage and home prices continue to rise. Results from a survey conducted by HomeLight showed about 70% of recent home buyers across the United States said they have at least one regret about their purchase. Another survey from Zillow in February showed similar results. About 75% of new homeowners had some regret about the home they bought. According to the online marketplace, mortgage rates have risen 20% in just the last 3 months, which may play a role in why roughly 1 in 5 people say they underestimated how much it would cost to buy a home. A New Mexico wildfire is spreading. The Calf Canyon fire has already burned more than 100,000 acres east of Santa Fe and is only 30% contained. A red flag warning is in effect, with thousands impacted by evacuation orders as the situation changes rapidly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back.
A little more enthusiasm.
And we're back.
Yes, thank you. All right. Yes, we are back. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Equals Mountaineer. And Richie Rich.
The telephone number 603-283-6160. That is the number. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. But first, I need to say thank you to Brianna Hansen. Brianna is a silver level amplifier. And that means she donates $5 over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. What is AMPS? Well, we refer to it as the Amplifier Program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And if you enjoy this show, this radio program that you're listening to, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the topics, the speakers, the callers, if you find value in that and you want to see the message of freedom, peace, liberty spread further, why, you can help us get this show onto more radio stations and promote this show online and on satellite by becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. It's a Patreon-type page. We only ask for $5. There's different levels. You can give more if you like. If you're feeling generous, we appreciate it. But I want to say thank you to Brianna Hansen. We appreciate you. Thank you. All right. Moving right along, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's first go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hell's Bells.
Hey, that's funny. I actually know those girls, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, there is an all-female AC/DC tribute band called Hell's Bells, B-E-L-L-E-S.
Nice.
And they are great. They're the only AC/DC tribute band to be endorsed by AC/DC themselves. So AC/DC has come out and said, these chicks rock. You have our blessing and our endorsement.
That is cool.
Anyway, what's on your mind, David?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I saw them on the web one time. Somebody was doing a Periscope or something like that. I saw them. They're good. So that explains where the Ma Bell and all the baby bells came from too. I guess the Make Your Pain story.
Bunch of ding dongs.
a bunch of ding dongs. So white hat judges. What do you got against white hat judges?
Everything.
Well, so
everything.
So it's impossible for a white hat judge to be consistently white hat because they're employed by an agency of violence and coercion.
Yeah, true. They got that one major obstacle, yes, but there still is a lot of things that a person can do within the system. I mean, put it this way. First of all, I'm talking about last night I had mentioned in New Mexico, Albuquerque, the Metro Court. Since I rag on bad judges all the time, I thought I'd throw in a few good ones for once. And Frank Cedillo and Victor Valdez and Maria Dominguez, all at the Metro Court, coincidentally, I've had positive experiences with them, and that's before they ever ruled in my favor, that they were treating me as a human being, treating me decently, and not just in very shallow ways, but in meaningful ways.
Yeah.
So Frank Cedillo, Maria Dominguez, and Victor Valdez. So, but yeah, it's hard for a good judge to overcome the bad of the system. They can do a bunch of little things that actually they're not so little. They can do some pretty major things if you really want to dissect.
To the extent that libertarians, generally speaking, all have a very fond sentiment for the former politician and Dr. Ron Paul. Now, Ron Paul was responsible for bringing many people to the ideas of liberty, freedom, libertarians,
but
anarchists.
But held them in the context of the state.
But, he himself was a slave to statism, and that is to say that while he said a bunch of good stuff, and he generally voted no on everything that he said he would vote no on, the things that he did pass were filled with pork. Right?
So what?
Well, I'm just saying that he participated.
He put his own
Hang on. Let me finish.
Make it less likely that they
pass? May I finish? I'm just saying he was responsible for statist activities that forced other people to do things that they didn't want to do because of the position that he held. When you are an employee of government, you cannot help but force other people to do other people's desires. It's just a part of the organization. This isn't a rag on Ron Paul. This is just a fact that you can be the best possible person. You can be the most principled person on planet Earth. And as soon as you start getting a paycheck from a government entity, you are indeed forcing other people to somebody else's preference, regardless of whether you're a white hat like Ron Paul or, as David considers these judges to be white hats. It's impossible for them to be 100% on their principles because they're employed by an agency that is not principled and, in fact, is based in violence and coercion. That's all I'm saying.
I was in a recent conversation with an angel and came like, how anti-state are you?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because locally there was like an accident on the freeway here. And it was like a cop cruiser that got smashed. And I went, good. Like, what do you mean? What if it was like a good cop? I'm like,
there aren't any.
Right. But I said, I hate the state and statists so much, I would have the same reaction if it turned out to be a public school teacher. Because they get a paycheck from the state. And that's enough for me.
Yep. David?
I'm like, no. No white hats there.
David? Yeah, point's been basically made. So, you know, once again, that's Frank Cedillo, Maria Dominguez, and Victor Valdez deserve, you know, a round of applause for being decent
to you.
Boo.
Well, some insertions come with lubrication, and that's what this is.
We appreciate the call, David. Thank you. Did you have more to say about Ron Paul?
Yeah.
I feel like I cut you off, and I just wanted to finish my thought.
Yeah, we're kind of – sorry for talking over you. It's an argument that I've heard several times as far as a critique of Ron Paul, and I don't think that it really holds a lot of merit. So, I mean, number one – It's okay, here's a bill that I don't want to pass, that I'm going to vote against, but I'm going to put stuff in it so that I can keep my position. Okay. Also, doesn't
how principled
putting more stuff
is that?
In it...
Look,
okay,
pork...
So there's so imagine, if you will, that I have a printing press. I'm going to print up some $100 bills. There's going to be $1 million are getting added in one way or another. Now, is it a better thing if I hand those out to freedom-loving people as opposed to at random or even pro-communism people?
I don't think Ron Paul gets to choose. I don't think he gets to insert stuff into that bill that says, well, a bigger percentage of that goes to my constituents in Texas, but I'm going to vote no so I can maintain my Dr. No status even though I know it's going to pass.
I see nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Like, okay, so if this is getting printed up anyway, it's a better thing that it goes to more liberty.
Okay.
So here's
also, having more of it in there makes it less likely to pass.
So libertarians should get jobs working for the state so they can put their retirement towards activist activities then.
I don't follow you at all.
I see what you're saying. Here's my take on it. I don't know about you guys, but I was a statist.
No.
Once upon a time. And coming out of the fog of statism is a difficult thing for a human being to do. You have to be able to be honest with yourself. You have to be able to see the principle and follow it, whether or not something is principled, through a process that is akin to rewiring yourself. The bottom line is, I would much rather have had Ron Paul than not. Right? Does that mean he was 100% principled in all of his actions? No. In fact, quite the opposite.
And so we critique him in those areas.
603-283-6160, more free talk line.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
We are back. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603. Well, you don't need it anyway. It's the final segment, 603-283-6160. If you're not already on hold, you're likely not going to get on the air tonight.
Write it down in case you're listening to this later on the archives.
Right.
You want to call in later when we are live.
7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 days a week. So if you've tried to call tonight, you weren't able to get through, we're here 7 nights a week. It's always better to try and call earlier, too. So if you can, you know, make your call in the first hour of the program, generally we get to more callers, whereas for whatever reason in the last hour of the program, generally we get more callers. So if you really want to make sure you get on, the earlier you call, the better. But we are here 7 nights a week. There's different hosts and co-hosts and that kind of a thing, but you can bring up whatever you want. It's called Free Talk Live for that reason. And in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Vehicles Mountaineer.
And Rich.
Let's go right away to Josie, who is calling from Virginia. Josie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, good evening to you both, or all, however many you are.
Yeah, there's three, but it's okay. What's on your mind, Josie?
Well, I'm calling because there was someone who said if you're not vaccinated, you should be, you know, this and that and the other thing happening to you.
Senator Samuel W. Bell was the person, and I just like to say his name over and over again so people know who he is.
Well, he's a hell's bell, that's for sure.
He is.
He just doesn't know something that's really important, and that is how dangerous these vaccines are. And in my wonderful magazine called Health Freedom News, which I guess for those who have computers, you go to the NHF, or the National Health Federation, thenhf.com. And anyway, there is a German, was a German chemist who, his name is Dr. Andreas Nowak. And he was one of the European Union's top graphene and carbon experts.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's in the vaccine, this graphene.
I actually don't know what's in the vaccine, to be honest.
Well, it's a good idea to know it.
Could be that graphene's in there. I don't know.
Well, it is in there, apparently. Dr. Nowak formulated his doctoral thesis converting the graphene oxide into graphene hydroxide. And he examined the vaccines, along with other experts, not just him, found that they contained this graphene hydroxide.
Okay.
Now, what he released on last November, Dr. Nowak released a video explaining what vaccine hydroxide is and how the nanostructures injected into the human body act as razor blades inside the veins of the vaccine recipients. Would you like that in your system?
Not particularly.
Dr. Nowak goes on to explain that because of the nano size of this oxide, that they would not show up on an autopsy, as toxicologists can't imagine that there are structures that can cut up blood vessels, causing people to bleed to death on the inside, so they would not be looking for them, of course, given to their atomic size. So after speaking out about graphene hydroxide vaccines on a live stream broadcast, Dr. Nowak was arrested on film by German police. They're not good for freedom of speech either. And on November 26, 2021, last November, Dr. Nowak was attacked and murdered, and his case remains unsolved. So the conclusion they're drawing here on this magazine is that there is graphene hydroxide in the vaccine, and he was assassinated for speaking the truth about it.
Wow.
I mean, it's like, wow. Now, the other thing, if I have enough time to ask you, this is another subject, what would you do about the situation down south of the border with the massive invasion that we're about to have happen to us? What's your opinion, what we would do about it?
Well, so first of all, let's talk about, why do you think there's going to be a massive invasion? What's going on that makes you believe that there will be?
Well, they're talking about removing Title 42, which was some sort of a way to keep some reasoning why we couldn't have that many. All I know is there are not enough border guards to deal with this. And we have going to be massing on our border if they're not there already.
So you're talking about illegal immigrants, is that right?
Illegal immigrants all over, and they're about to just rush across, and we don't have enough people.
They're just waiting for the ref to blow the whistle to start the play. And so bam, I'm wondering, they're coming.
If someone is invading your house, you would probably shoot them.
There's a difference between, you know, my house and the imaginary border between two countries. There's a pretty big difference. So,
what about the people that have been bringing them there, the traffic, human traffickers and people like that? They're so horrible.
They're very innovative in their techniques.
Well, okay, first of all, people who wish to, you know, move from one piece of dirt to another piece of dirt to improve their lives are doing so on a voluntary basis.
Must have come from Rhode Island, man.
Must have come from Rhode Island. Right?
And frankly, none of this would be a problem if it weren't for all of these people that believe that voting really does give people the ability to morally decide who lives and dies.
Yeah, I have nothing against people seeking a better life for themselves. The imaginary border is just that. It's imaginary. So,
went hunting in Eagle Pass, Texas. And by the way, they've come all the way from El Paso or wherever up to Eagle Pass. They're strewing the place with trash, but that's not the worst of it.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on hold. So I don't have a problem with people, you know, moving from one piece of dirt to another to try and improve their lives, particularly if they're doing it voluntarily. I've also been alive. I think Josie might be older than me, if my memory serves, but I've also been alive long enough to have heard this cry no less than three times, if not a half a dozen times over the course of my life, where, oh my gosh, there's something going on, and there's a convoy of immigrants, and they're going to bum rush the border. They're coming from everywhere. And,
it's a
caravan. And like, that actually never occurs. The bum rush never actually happens. There's not this overwhelming quantity of illegal immigrants, you know, overflowing on the borders. You know, you would see that.
Okay. Well, what would that look like to you then?
What would it look like to me if there were? I mean,
are you picturing like at the border checkpoint that the border guards are just overrun and overwhelmed?
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of like running Mexicans just storming.
Yeah, or even at like a border town, like Doug Stanhope lives in Brisbee, Arizona, which I believe is a border town bordering on Mexico.
Okay.
And he comments from time to time on, yep, sure enough, he'll see some immigrants coming across the border, you know, and that kind of a thing, or he'll be able to identify, but there's never like an overwhelming bum rush of these people. You know, nothing like that ever really occurs. It's just this stream of people. And then there's
a
also,
trickle instead of a flood.
Yes. Okay. And then there's also sort of the opposite thing that occurs. And that is like take with the recent hike in gas prices that the United States has seen. There's an opposite effect going on where people from the United States are driving south of the border into Mexico to get less expensive gasoline in Mexico.
And Mexicans had a problem with that, by the way.
Of course they did, especially after all the hubbub of the United States.
The Americans
States
are using
people.
All of our gas.
Right, yeah. So it's not a one-sided topic. Now, if you take away countries, states, if you will, if you take away these imaginary borders, it's just people moving. Why do I have anything against people moving? I moved from Seattle, Washington to Keene, New Hampshire to better my life, to be around more freedom-oriented people, to be amongst a community of people who wanted to make a change to their lives and the lives of others to make them more free. Anybody have a problem with that between all of the 3,000 or so miles that I traveled? No. Why?
Because you're doing it for more freedom, not less.
Aren't they doing it for more freedom, these immigrants coming from the South? Are they trying to be more free, more wealthy, to make their lives better?
Generally, yes.
Okay.
Well, and the usual argument that I hear about this is for voting purposes, and that wouldn't be a problem if you didn't give voting all of this imaginary power to defy morality.
Hey, Josie, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. I'd love to talk more about this and everything else, but sadly we are out of time for this episode of Free Talk Live. If you missed any part of our program, you can catch the replay over at freetalklive.com or on your favorite podcast catcher. Thanks and peace.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.